You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt Gerber, and joining me for the very, probably like third or fourth time, is my good friend Alex Andrews, who is joining me to co-host this lovely show this semester. Everyone give a round of applause for Alex Andrews.
That's just me in here. There's no one else in here, but I am Alexander Andrews, and this show, well, we don't really have a name yet. And if you want to give us a name, call in. But this episode is one for the history books.
Yep, that's what we're calling it. The first one of the semester. And my previous name, the B-side, we were considering changing it. And then we talked about it. And then we never came up with a new name. And then they had to put out the schedule. So they just used my old show name. So if you have a name for us, give us a call at 610-330-5316.
That's actually the wrong number. The real number is 610-5316-330.
Yeah, that's not it.
Well, the thing is if they have a terrible suggestion, which most likely it will be, we don't have to listen to it.
But, you know, if you want to give us a name suggestion, call in. If you think it's something good, if not, then call the other number, because we don't want to hear
it. Yeah, like, review it with your friends, or if you don't have any friends, review it with your mom or something like that.
So this is our first show of the semester. We got some great songs for you guys today, some new stuff, some old stuff. Not that old, I don't know, but I feel like a lot of the stuff that I put on here for today, maybe you haven't heard, and I haven't heard any of the stuff that you've put on. So
yeah, looking at what you put on, I really only recognize like Snail Mail and Foster the People, I'd say, like, that I've actually listened to.
Yeah, so we'll be going back and forth and kind of maybe playing. we'll see how we like each other's music, but I have a feeling we're gonna like it a lot.
Yeah, I tried to put on some songs that kind of followed the musical timbre of what you put on. That C scale, 120 BPM.
All right, so why don't we get it started? Alex, what do you want to start with this week?
Okay. I think we should start with Golden Chords by Deacon. I think that's how you say it. All Deacon right. Might be a different artist, but I'm pretty sure that's the Deacon that I've heard people talk about, and it's pronounced Deacon. It's a pretty good song. It's off the album Sleep Cycle. A little sleepy in here. It's 9 p.m. It's almost bedtime. you want to take it away?
Sure. Well, there you go. So there's the song, and hope you enjoy it. Let's see how it is.
Crushing, never ending. changes so full of love. And so you're waking to face the change in your role. And with each restless shiver you wretch from the soul, you're asking, oh, is that something I'm not? Shake these broken cords till they turn gold. Stop trusting in demons, you're scattered, ever lonely, but you've been so full of love. Please stop repeating your terror, you choose what you see. It's always what if and why not, man, you gotta just leave.
Welcome back. That was Golden Chords by Deacon.
What do you think?
It was pretty good. I could do without the like minute and a half of helicopter noises at the beginning, but it was pretty chill. I feel very relaxed now.
Yeah, a little sleepy.
A little sleepy.
Maybe that should have been at the end.
Next up, we're gonna play a song. Sorry, I think we're coming a little bit loud right now. All right.
Are we agree with that.
Yeah. We're going to play a song by the band One Time Weekend. If you're a long-time listener to the show, you'll know that I played...
not this show. The other show. This is a new show.
Well, this is... right. Okay, yeah. If you listened to my show last semester, then I talked a lot about these guys One Time Weekend. I think I played a few of their songs. They're from Connecticut, and they came to perform here last semester. Alex was there, right? You remember One Time Weekend? Yes, they were in Lower?
No, they were in Lower?
Yeah. You came to like a bunch of our concerts, I guess, so. I don't know.
Which ones were... Were they the guy with the... And it was just like... Over in the food area, and it was just like a couple of us?
Yeah.
Oh, I like them.
Yeah, yeah, they were... They put on a really good concert. The venue is basically just in the Lower where the people go to eat. So it was kind of weird, and not many people showed up. But we're looking to get them again this semester for Festival of Paint, which is in April. So that'd be really fun having them outside. This is from their debut album, which is called Weekend at the Circus. This came out at the beginning of this year. It's really, really good. Unfortunately, like half the songs on here aren't clean, so there's some really good ones that I won't be able to play. But this one's called, I got the hiccups, Deeper Shade of Blue.
I can even look. I can tell you. I can finish your sentences.
Oh.
Well, it might take me a little while. Oh, on the album Weekend at the Circus. Yep. Although I think you already said
that. Yep, I already got that part. So yeah, I hope you like it. Yeah, here it is. We'll be right back.
We're back.
Yeah, that was Deeper Shade of Blue by One Time Weekend. And up next, we have a song called...
The Lover, right? Is that what I told you to put on next?
Yeah.
By Kishi Bashi on the album Sonderlust. I don't know.
Right.
It's a... I hope you enjoy.
Here we go.
Settled in agreement with glee. Our dangerous liaisons and clandestine creation myths were fine with me. I wanna do a lover's do with you. I wanna walk the edge of the earth with you. I wanna say to you.
All right, so that was probably My Lover. That's what they said in the song. I don't know. My Lover. It's just so everyone understands the confusion. It's spelled M apostrophe L O V E R.
My Lover.
I think
it's like my lady.
Or like, yeah, that's.
But yeah,
it's definitely right. I was thinking like.
My Lover.
Like McLovin.
Oh.
You know, with the apostrophe, but that's with a C too, so that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Also, that song. Valentine's Day might be tomorrow. I think it is.
It
tomorrow.
Is. Yep. It's it is the same tomorrow. Day every year.
Well, I've never celebrated Valentine's Day. But if, for all those people out there, you can sing that song to your my lover.
All right, so up next we have a song called Heat Wave by Snail Mail, which is a band that I started listening to over break. Actually, they're not really a band.
Isn't it just the one girl?
Yeah, it sort of refers... Her name is Jordan Began. Nope. No, it's not Jordan Began. It says... never mind.
Lindsay Jordan.
Lindsay Jordan. It says...
Where'd you get that name from?
It said Jordan Began, but they capitalized her. Anyways, yeah, so she is Snail Mail. She has a band, but she is Snail Mail. She's really good. She's like 19 or something, and it's like crazy how like talented and she like writes a lot of music and stuff. It's crazy. So this is probably her most popular song. It's called Heat Wave. It's off of her EP called Habit. And she also put an album last year.
Released in 2016, according to Wikipedia.
It is, yeah. And her album, Lush, which was released when, Alex, according to Wikipedia?
June 8th, 2018.
There you go. So released last year. And actually, if you guys know the website Pitchfork, you know Pitchfork, Alex?
I have heard of Pitchfork.
They were basically like a really popular but critical music review website. And that album, Lush, was like their number 4 album of last year.
Wow.
So, big deal for Snail Mail. But this is not on the album. This is on the EP. So, anyways, this is the song Heat Wave. Here it is.
Spending every week.
Okay, we're back. And I actually really enjoyed that song. I don't think I've listened to that specific song by her, but it's
yeah,
really good.
It's a good one. Yeah, I was saying over the break, I sort of got into her music and then was thinking, oh, maybe we'll get them for WGRH or, you know, I don't know, we'll get them to perform here on campus. And then like a week later, I checked to see her Spotify monthly listener count. It was like 500,000, which is way, way beyond what we could ever possibly get here. So, but anyways.
Okay, well, next up we have a band that we might actually probably be able to afford. They have one and like a quarter album on Bandcamp. No Spotify presence.
Mm.
And it's a band called Big Big Bug. And I saw them when I was in Philadelphia at a house party, because while we were at the steak shops in Philly, I forget what they're called.
Pat and Gino's.
Yeah, Pat and Gino's. I forget which one we were at, but I think we were at Pat's, the older one. We were at Pat's, and the night before we saw this band called The Water Cycle from Boston. And after every single one of their songs, they say, "We're the Water Cycles from Boston." They're actually really good. I really like The Water Cycles, and I own a t-shirt of them. But we ran into them at Pat's, and they invited us to this show. And at that show, this house show, called at the Baby House, I think it was called, my friend actually knew the owner from high school, and that was kind of crazy too. And we saw this band called Big Big Bug live 2018 on Bandcamp. It's good.
All right, here we go.
They're really good live too.
All right, so that was Leave, Live at the Waiting Room from November 17th, 2018 by Big Big Bug.
Yeah, that song makes me feel a certain kind of way.
That was a cool song. Maybe we'll reach out to them if you want to put us in contact with them, that'd be cool. We can get them to perform here.
You can contact Big Big Bug on the bottom right side of their Bandcamp page.
Okay. All right.
Click it. Oh, I'm not going to send them anything because I'm not in charge of that kind of stuff.
So up next, we have a song by the band Foster the People, which you've probably heard of. They're really good. I think they're
Run, kinda... better run faster than my gun. Or my bullet.
Yeah. That's from the song Pumped Up Kicks, which you probably, everyone probably knows that song. That was really big. Like
middle school?
Yeah.
Middle school? Middle school.
And that was from their first album called Torches, which is really good. And their newest one is called Sacred Hearts Club, which is also really good. I played a bunch of the songs from there last semester. But yeah, so this song that we're going to play is also from their first album. It's actually the first track on their first album. It's called Helena Beat or Helena Beat. Helena? I don't know.
Here, I'll look at it.
Probably Helena.
Helena Beat.
It's really good. So here it is. Hope you enjoy.
Took a sip of something poison, but I hold on tight. Yeah, it's okay. I tie my hands up to a chance so I can fall that way.
Once again, that was Helena Beat by Foster the People. What's what are we playing next, Alex?
We're playing a song by a band called Girlpool, and this song's name is Before the World Was Big, off their album Before the World Was Big, which is their second album after their self-named Girlpool album. They have a total of 4 albums on Spotify.
Wow.
And with singles and EPs, they have 4 singles and EPs on Spotify.
All right, here it is.
Meant for an album release.
Yeah, sorry about that. The ending was a little abrupt there. I had no idea it was coming. Yeah, no, I like that song a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it a lot, and at the same time, I really don't like it.
You're really talking them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Girlpool with the song Before the World Was Big.
Off the album Before the World Was Big.
Of course. Next up, we have a song from a band that I know Alex likes because he said he's seen them once, almost twice, but just once.
Yeah.
And this is the band The Front Bottoms, which is sort of a big emo band now.
Is it really emo?
I don't know. See, I was having this conversation. I don't know. My friend Alex, other Alex, might be listening. I don't know if she's listening, but she was telling me yesterday what is and what is not actually emo music, and apparently The Front Bottoms is stuff like if you know Mom Jeans, like Snail Mail would be considered emo. I don't know. It's
more punk, isn't it? Well, I guess punk is a little harder.
Yeah, apparently it's like that's that kind of stuff. So
also, have you ever seen Heavy Metal Parking Lot?
No, I have not. Is that a band?
No, it's a short documentary film, and there's a guy and he says a bad word to that punk, and then bad word, but I can't repeat it on there. But it's really like it's a quotable line. And if you've ever seen Heavy Metal Parking Lot, you would know what I'm talking about, but you haven't.
I have not, no.
You should watch it. There's also Neil Diamond Parking Lot, which is really funny.
But so this is debatably emo or not, and this is the song Twin Size Mattress by the band The Front Bottoms. Here it is.
Yeah. That's me being in their band.
Should I leave your mic on so you can sing along?
I don't know if I know the lyrics anymore. I forget lyrics pretty easily. I haven't really listened to them a whole lot recently. So maybe not. All also, right. I'm going to be typing away on my computer.
So. Oh, okay. So simultaneously as Alex and I are doing this lovely show, we're working on our CS301 homework.
Which is Spring 2019 Principles of Programming Lang.
Yep. The homework due next week. We already finished the homework due this week. We're so on top of it.
Well, it was due tonight.
It's great. It was due tonight, but now the next one is due next week.
This is actually great that our show is now because it's right before our homework is due.
Yeah, we can finish it up. Make sure it's all done.
Yeah, that's great.
So anyways, yeah, this is the, let's get to the song.
this is what people want. They want your homework. That's all they want.
actually, this might be our last song of the night because there's probably someone coming in after us and it is 9:53 and I don't want to keep anyone waiting. The people before us did keep us waiting a little bit.
And they showed up 15 minutes late.
And they showed up 15 minutes late to their show, so.
Also, they were probably smoking weed in here because there was a strong scent of a masking smell.
Yeah, it did smell very strongly of like cologne or something that made it seem like they were trying to hide something.
Yeah, hide a little something. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Here's Twin Size Mattress by The Front Bottoms.
Bodies. When the floodwater comes, it ain't gonna be clear. It's gonna look like mud. But I will help you swim. I will help you swim. I'm gonna help you swim. This is for the snakes and the people they bite. For the friends I've made. For the sleepless nights. For the signs I've completely ignored. There's an amount to take, reasons to take more. It's no big surprise you turned out this way. When they closed their eyes and prayed you would change, and they cut your hair and sent you away. Tears in my eyes, I begged you to stay. You said, hey man, we could find something for you to do. Stage, maybe shake a tambourine, or when I sing, you sing harmonies. Drunk
Okay, well, that is it for today's show. I hope you had a good time. Yeah, no, it's a 9:58. It's time for us to be about out of here. It's also bedtime. It's 10 p.m. Sun's been down for like 3-4 hours. there are many things, many advantages of getting a good night's sleep. And this is today's PSA. So if you get a good night's sleep, you'll wake up feeling rested. You can wake up earlier. You might live longer. You might have less chance of cardiovascular disease. Go to sleep. Have a good night's sleep. Maybe drink a warm cup of milk or tea before you do. Decaffeinated tea, though, because caffeine keeps you awake. That's why you drink coffee. It replaces the neurotransmitters in your brain that identify you to be sleepy. And if you drink too much coffee, then you start building more of these neurotransmitters. You build the tolerance, and then you'll start feeling sleepy again.
Wow. There's a biology lesson for you with Alex Andrews, the one and only.
CS major, used to be electrical computer engineering.
You know, that's funny, because both of us. That's both of us.
That is true.
And we should also work that into our show name somehow.
After the same semester, we switched.
Yeah.
After
freshman year.
Electrical circuits. Well, you know.
My freshman year or sophomore year.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you for all of you lovely people for tuning in. We appreciate it.
You can listen to this episode on the website past the day that you aired, right?
Yeah, for forever and ever.
Possibly.
Yeah, well, we have shows up there from like 10 plus years ago.
Wow.
Actually, that might be an exaggeration. Probably like 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how long Teal has been around. Teal is the thing we used to record all shows on. But anyways, they'll be up there for as long as we keep paying Amazon Web Services to
host Teal.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, shout out to Teal, whoever made it. Great program.
Yeah. See that guy in the middle right there with the glasses?
Yeah, and the mustache?
Yeah. For all of you audio listeners out there, and by that I mean literally all of you, because no one's watching us.
Well, we could start a video podcast.
Oh, that'd be something else. Yeah, record a video, put it on YouTube. That'd be good.
Yeah.
But there's a portrait in the recording studio of three people. I have no idea who the two on the sides are, but the one in the middle is, I'm told, Renan, who built Teal with his own two hands. I guess
it's like kind of like a holy painting. Also,
yeah,
a description of the painting. It's used mostly green and red with a little bit of brown for the hair of the guy. And he's wearing a red turtleneck, and so are the other two men. And the background is a weird haze, kind of marbled green and light green and a little bit of yellow splashed in. But it is an interesting painting, to say the least.
So that was our show. Hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, I hope you learned something. That's a good one. And if you have a suggestion for our name for the show, I don't know, hit us up. Don't call the radio number, because now we're not going to be here. But
you can call someone else. Yeah. Call someone else's show and be like, we have a request for this radio show.
But until then, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt.
And I'm Alexander Edward Andrews. Social security code. You're supposed to turn it off, so that way it's like I kept saying something, but they couldn't hear.
Oh, okay. I guess I messed that up. Next week you'll do board, so you can do the fun cues. All right.
Also, that way I can fade in and fade out, because you're pretty bad at that.
Oh, I'm trying my best, Alex. I'm trying. All right. Well, everyone have a good week, and we'll be back next week.